Get promos and discounts from Filipino startups. Check out our partners at the description.
Eli Lau is founder at ERL Solutions, a company helping schools enhance student learning through technology. Hello, Eli. Welcome to Startup Podcast PH. We're very happy to have you. Kamusta? Kamusta?
Okay naman. Thank you very much for having me. Thank you.
Yes, I'm actually very excited no, to learn more about you and to learn more about ERL Technology Solutions. So nag-offer kayo ng software and hardware for schools to enhance student learning. So ano nga ba itong exact technology na ginagamit nyo? Alamin natin yan later. But I'll have you do more introduction, Eli. So ano nga ba ang ERL Solutions?
So ERL stands for the first letter of my name, so Eli, and then R stands for my wife, Rhea, and then L is Lau. So that's ERL. And we're into smart classroom solutions. So right now, natin yung mga schools na mag-upgrade, na maging smart classroom na sila. And especially with what happened during pandemic, parang maraming schools na ngayon nag-elevate. And we're actually helping the country din na mag-upgrade tayo in terms of technology and utilize technology na din.
Yeah, ayan, napakaganda ng term that you mentioned, smart classroom. Biglang nag-pop yung light bulbs sa utak ko. Parang dami ko biglang gustong tanongin about this. Kasi true naman, especially nga nung pandemic, na-discover natin na maybe pwede palang gawing online some part of the school, of studying, of learning, of education. And by being digital, by being online, or by employing, kumbaga, yung smart technology, mas mai-improve pa kung paano natututo ang ating mga students. Now, let's go there. So, in the first place, why and how did you introduce yung smart technology? Ano nga ba yung mga pagkukulang sa traditional school learning? Ano ba yung mga pagkukulang, ano ba yung mga limitations dun sa previously yung like normal classroom? And how are you helping it upgrade?
So, nung pandemic noon, doon natin na-realize we have to upgrade na. So, it was like a turning point sa pandemic. Na especially yung mga schools na nung nagkaroon ng pandemic, sabi nila, hala, paano tayo mag-provide ng learning na lahat nasa bahay? And doon lumabas yung mga terms about high flex, hybrid. And now, the term is called smart classroom na. So, for smart classroom, we see like a regular classroom. Na learning is done only sa classroom . So hindi ka na makaka-learn outside of the classroom and you cannot even get more students . So the push right now or the one that we're offering is smart classroom technology. So technology that we incorporate sa classroom. So it comprises of cameras that we put sa classroom and microphones para yung students na nasa classroom and students na outside of the classroom can interact with each other. And that way, yung mga schools din, makakakuha sila ng more students na not only limited, kasi nowadays, because of hybrid, high flex, na nalaman natin na, uy, pwede pala matuto kahit nasa bahay ako, yeah. Or kahit sa beach ako, or kahit nasa abroad ako, nasa ibang bansa, di ba? So, possible pala yun. So, yun yung ginagawa natin right now, helping schools to upgrade.
Yeah, napaka-interesting na to. Actually, hindi lang pala pandemic. Ngayon, napaka-init sa Pilipinas. So, actually, ngayon, napaka-init. And I think, painit pa ng painit. Maybe global warming nga. Pero, parang napapush talaga rin tayo ang learning, ang school system into a hybrid system. Na parang, actually, maraming ibig sabihin ng hybrid. Parang minsan, ibig sabihin yan, some part of the semester ay physical, some parts ay online. Pero pwede rin yung ibig sabihin na parang, yung ibang students pwedeng physical, but at the same time, habang andun yung physical classroom, andun yung teacher, andun yung students, may mga ibang students na if they really cannot go, if they have like the proper excuse, they can only do it online. So, ano exactly itong mga technology na ito? No? You mentioned yung mga mics, yung mga camera. So, how exactly are you doing this upgrade? How exactly are you implementing yung pagiging, kumbaga yung pagiging smart ng classroom, this hybrid setup?
Yeah, so we start with a interactive board. So the interactive board, it's a TV and a computer that we combine together. So may times na mas mabilis makapag-explain ng mga concepts using videos . So I remember when I went to the doctor and I was diagnosed with sleep apnea. So snoring basically. So hindi ako humihinga. when I'm sleeping. So sabi ko kay Doc, what's sleep apnea? Doc, pwede ba explain? So sabi ni Doc, oh ito, tignan mo na lang itong video na to. So nung pinakita niya yung video, naintindihan ko kung ano yung sleep apnea.
Yes.
So hindi niya kailangan i-explain pa. So imagine yung mga teachers na nasa classroom, gagamitin lang nila yung mga videos para makapag-explain, edi mas mabilis maka-understand yung mga students. And that way, hindi niya kailangan mag-exert ng so much effort para mag-explain lang. So we use the interactive board. And pwede rin natin i-record. Record natin yung session. So para sa mga students na hindi nakapag-attend ng klase, so panoorin nyo na lang. Or may times naman, like ako, for example, sa minsan hindi ko naintindihan yung tinuturo ng teacher. So at least, you know, pwede ko i-replay. Yeah. Or at least, nag-gets ko na. So parang ulit-ulitin ko lang hanggang maintindihan ko siya. So that way, makakatulong din na tataas yung mga grades ng mga student. And si teacher, isang effort lang sa kanya. And another would be, in terms of drawing, nandun na rin siya, naka-record na siya. Na bura ng bura. Like chalk or whiteboard marker. Hindi na kailangan. Nandun na lahat. And it's all recorded.
Yeah. Actually, super nakaka-relate ako kasi actually, I'm a teacher. Actually, I'm a faculty sa UP Diliman. So, nagtuturo ako ng engineering. I teach many subjects. May engineering math, merong simulation, merong... Actually, more of math talaga ang tuturo ko rin eh. So, super relate first of all yung... Ang hirap kasi isabay, lalo na nung online, no? Lalo na nung tuturo online. Ang hirap ipakita ng mga calculations, ng solutions sa mga problems. Pag online, we used Zoom dati. Right now, we're using Zoom. Kasi sa Zoom, ang hirap i-connect nung pag magsusulat ka. Tapos, ang hirap i-record nung mga, for example, magbubura ka na. Nawala na yung mga dati. Hindi sila basta-basta ma-save. So, ang ganda rin nung you said na nare-record yung buong pagpapakita nung solution. And totoo no na given this dapat na nga mag-upgrade, dapat na nga tayong mag-evolve kasi in a classroom, dapat tayong mag-adapt din sa learning styles ng mga estudyante. So siguro yun nga yung dahilan kung bakit parami yung mga school partners ninyo na gumagamit ng inyong technology. Before we go in those school partners of yours, so nakita ko sa inyong website and nasa background mo rin na meron kayong three main products or three main brands. Correct me if I'm wrong. Si ESP, eSchoolPad Mobile Device Management, si Nugent's Tech, tsaka si Lisa. So, pwede bang pa-explain lang nitong mga ito?
Sure. Sorry, magdadagdag lang ako sa previous na sinabi ko.
Go ahead.
So, may interactive board, tapos may microphone din tayo. Because when we talk sa mga schools with the solution, sabi nila, oh, maganda yung camera. We're okay with the camera. Maganda rin yung interactive board. Ang pinaka-challenge nila is audio. So, paano natin i-improve yung audio? Specifically, microphone. So, like sa classroom, narinig lang nila yung teacher. Pero, what if yung students na may recitation, may discussion, may sinabi siya?
Oh, true.
Narinig ng iba kasi malayo na sila. So, that's one challenge that we are trying to solve with our microphone. And, we also have yung camera. Yung camera natin, it's not like a typical webcam lang ha. Yung camera natin susunod yan sa teacher. So, I'll send you the video kung paano nagwe-work yung smart classroom. So, yung camera, naka-mount yan sa wall, tapos nakatutok yan sa teacher. Na pag once na yung ma-detect niya may person, susunod yan.
Oh!
If you go around, susunod yan. Lalo yung mga teachers na mahilig maglakad, so susunod yan. So, wala na kayong technician sa classroom kasi it's all powered by AI. And then, for students naman, so syempre may AI din tayo para sa students. Si student, kapag may question, nag-raise hand, tumayo siya, mag-automatic, mag-shift yung camera, pa-focus dun sa student na tumayo. So, experience ng student na online, masasabi niyang, parang nasa loob ako ng classroom. Alam ko sino nag-recite eh. Alam ko sino yung So, either teacher or classmate ko. And, ang nice about with smart classroom is that, automatic siya. Now, simple, and iiwan mo lang siya, and basically it will work lang.
Because
when we talk to schools, normally we get feedback sa mga schools na, kamusta yung setup nyo, yung smart classroom nyo. So, ang sinasabi nila, like for other brands, ang hirap. Maganda ako maganda. Pero ang hirap, like, minsan di gumagana, isa-set up pa nila, ayusin nila. So, nauubos yung class time.
Yeah.
Schools kasi na nag-hybrid eh. Yung lalo sa mga universities. So, nauubos yung class time. 40 minutes of class, ubos na, 20 minutes pa lang. Naayos din yung technology. So, hindi nila ginagamit. So, sabi ko, sayang naman yung investment. So, we made sure na we look for a solution na simple siya.
Yeah, so actually, totoo yun, no? Yun naman ang barrier din sa pag-adapt sa new technology. I mean, new technology can be very good, pero kung mahirap i-set up, mahirap i-install, may friction, kumbaga, dun sa mga actual na nagagamit nito, barrier din siya to using it. And maybe yun nga yung power din ng AI if you use it correctly, ano, mapadali yung paggamit nitong mga bagay na ito. So, yeah, can we know more about yun nga, yung mga products or yung mga branded na ano dyan sa likod, si ESP, si Nugens, and si Lisa?
Yeah. So yung smart classroom na yon, that's version 2, that's Lisa. So yung mention ko. Nugens naman is our version 1. So Nugens are cameras.
Nugens.
So we have this camera na sumusunod din siya. Ang difference is nandun siya sa gitna ng classroom. So you have to mount it or you have to put a tripod sa gitna. But maganda naman siya for a basic setup. You can already use that. So a lot of schools they started with a basic setup. So with Nugen, so it's way better than a webcam. Sabi nila, in terms of functionality, mas maganda kasi 4K resolution siya as compared to a webcam na napakaliit and hindi yan sumusunod. In Nugen, sumusunod yan, automatic. So zoom in pa yan sa'yo. Tapos may microphone speakers.
Interesting.
Okay. Tapos we also have a camera na that they use for events. Normally, minamount nina sa ceiling. And then, from end to end, like in an auditorium. So, 20 times yung zoom niya. So, nakikita niya yung speakers na sa harapan. And one, may AI din siya. Pag nakita niya na, oh, may speaker na dun, zoom in siya automatic dun sa tao. So, susunod din siya kahit na nasa stage siya. And nandun ka sa back room, nasa likod ka. Kasi malayo yung distance niya. Tapos, we also have for signages na ginagamit. If you remember yung sa SM, mga kiosk doon. So, they have like a directory. Ours, we also have something like that na pwede na siya gamitin ng school or companies na parang self-service na kiosk siya. Na like a school. You're a new parent or a new student. Pagpunta mo sa school, paano mo mag-enroll dito sa school? So, pwede mo na i-click yan at tapos may program na include na gagawin ng school. So, mas interactive na. Tapos while habang walang pumipindot, pwede sila mag-run ng ads, ng or may event tayo. So at least mai-remind yung mga students. So nasa program na yun. So we're providing that digital signages or digital kiosk. Si eSchoolPad naman, so eSchoolPad is our first product. So when ERL started, we were praying for a business eh. So wala pang product noon. So, and yung eSchoolPad, it's a mobile device management. It's a solution from Hong Kong. So, the owner asked us to be the exclusive distributor here in the Philippines. And user din kasi kami in the first place. So, I'm also connected to a school. So, a little bit of background again. So, my family owns a school. So, it's a school in Quezon City. It's called Pace Academy. And Are you familiar with Pace?
Yeah.
Oh. My dad is actually a UP alumni, so he studied in UP for his undergrad, for his masteral and doctorate. So College of Education siya. So he started the school together with my mom, who's also a teacher, and she took up masteral din. So after working for a couple of years in corporate, I went to the school to help out na. So in a way, it's a marriage kasi my undergrad is Comsci, so IT.
Comsci and education.
Hence, yung bagong category right now is called EdTech, Education Technology.
Yeah.
It's a new category that's coming out eh. So kaya parang marriage siya. So in the school, we started using iPads for grade 7 to grade 12. So one of the challenges that we had when we use devices is games or distractions, basically. So yung mga students, hindi nakikinig sa class. I mean, with an iPad na open, pwede mag-browse ng NBA scores, watch ng YouTube channel.
Madami yan.
Manga na makikita mo. So, first year, there were a lot of challenges. And then, we consulted with Apple. Sabi namin kay Apple, uy, pa-help naman. Yung mga students yung nakikinig. So, parang, ba't ba tayo nag-iPad? Ba't ba tayo nag-devices? Eh, hindi sila makikinig eh. But yung technology kasi, nandun na. And you can use videos. And nandun na. And in terms of bag, hindi mo na kailangan magdala ng bag eh. Yun na yung libro mo eh. Nasa device na talaga. So, we found this. Nag-recommend si Apple for Education. Sabi niya, check this out, yung ESP. And we started using it the second year. And we were happy kasi start of classes, 7 o'clock, 7:30, wala na silang games and social media. Wala silang distraction. So buong araw yan. Tapos yung teachers can manage the devices din kung gusto nila i-lock. Kasi the second challenge is cheating. Imagine you have devices in your hand and you have a quiz. You search for an answer online and then you copy and paste lang eh. Google. Oh, immediately kuha mo na yung sagot. Switch lang. Lagay mo na yung sagot. So, and so easy eh. So here, ESP can lock students in an app. Hindi na sila makakapunta sa ibang application, hindi sila maka-Google para makuha yung mga sagot.
Interesting. Question lang pala, Eli, if I may ask. So, itong technology na to, saan sila nang gagaling? No need to say yung actual, pero parang, who developed this? Are you the distributor or are you also part, like may part din kayo sa pag-develop ng mismong tech nitong smart classroom tools na ito?
Yung sa ESP, it's from another country, but we do have a say because like mga features, nag-request yung mga schools. At the end of the day, it's about the users eh. Kung ano yung request ng mga users. So we do have a say and we inform our partner kasi it's a partnership naman, di naman siya na kung ano yung gusto nila, yun na yun.
Yeah.
Magandahan with our relationship. Now, we get to suggest na, uy, gawin natin to. And nakikinig naman sila. Maganda dun. Sa Nugents naman, it's from another country din. It's more on hardware. And, yeah, in terms of partnership, okay din naman yung partnership with them. Lisa, it's our own brand. So that is proudly Filipino. So sa atin talaga. So background lang of sa Lisa kung paano naging Lisa. So niloloko ko kasi anak ko. Sabi ko sa anak ko, "Uy, may kapatid ka." Kapatid, Elise yung pangalan niya. So sabi ko, "Ah, may kapatid ka, pangalan niya Lisa." So apparently mga young kids, pagka niloloko mo at niloloko, later on maniniwala na talaga sila. So, naniniwala na siya na may kapatid siya. Pero smart siya eh. Sabi niya, nasa yung kapatid ko? Why don't I see her? Kung may kapatid nga pa talaga ako. So, eventually, I had to break the news na hindi, joke lang yun. For the longest time, niloloko lang kita. Tapos, and then, sabi namin, na we're coming out with our own brand. Kasi so far, we're just distributing lang eh. So, we have to start our own. So, sabi natin, oh, Lisa is a good name. Kasi number one, it sounds like a teacher. And it sounds American. And, syempre, mahilig naman tayo sa mga American goods or imported. So, sabi namin, nice. And, upon further research, Lisa is the first product of Steve Jobs. The first Macintosh.
Oh. Yeah, yes. Pero, yeah, that's first of all, that's true, ano, yung sabi mo, nanggagaling abroad yung development ng technology ni e-school pa dyan ni Nugents. Pero, since kayo ang like nagdi-distribute sa Philippines, kumbaga nakoconnect nyo eh yung dalawang entities. Yung Philippines, yung market sa Pilipinas, yung mga school sa Pilipinas, tsaka yun nagdi-develop ng technology which comes from abroad. But happy din, ano, very happy din na si Lisa ay very Filipino, very local. Naupunta naman tayo sa inyong mga school partners na actually ang dami na, no, when you go to the website. Nagulat nga ako eh, na ang dami na ng partners ninyo. So, ba-share naman sa ating mga listeners, sino ba itong mga naging partners nyo na and how did you get them? How do you parang quote-unquote market itong mga products ninyo to these schools?
So normally, we go direct to those schools and then try to set appointments, ganun, and do presentation. And when we do presentations, we listen kung ano yung kailangan nila. So at the end of the day, it's about the users, kung ano yung mga challenges na na-experience nila, mga pain points nila, and that's where we help them. So the approach is, we're here to help you. We're not only selling you. Kasama na yun, but of course, more yeah. on helping yung mga schools na yun. And we provide them, like yung sa Lisa, the Lisa Tech, that's the newest product, it's a smart classroom. It's a feedback kasi from the users. Sabi nila, na, again, mahirap gamitin, complicated, dami pipindutin, lalo na sa mga, siguro we can term it as seasoned na mga teachers.
Yeah, but that's true.
So, it's challenging for them. So, sabi natin, sige ma'am, what we'll do, simple. Yung idea is, when you go to the classroom, when you start your class, you don't have to do anything. You can focus on what you're there in the classroom to do, which is to teach. Hindi mo na iisipin pa, poproblemahin pa yung technology.
Yeah. Yun din yung gusto kong tanongin, ano, like, parang in the implementation. So, sige, for example, you talk with a school and maybe they agree. And paano din pala nangyayari yung agreement? Ano? So, do they get the whole package or do they just choose, like, itong product na to? And, like, sa... Like, how many classrooms, kumbaga, yung mga, or pwedeng isa lang, or kailangan marami? Ano yung paano nagiging setup nito, ano, when you help them implement, or when you help them install itong mga, yung inyong mga products?
So normally naman, what they do is, they try out one first.
Parang
less risk on their part. So, even na isa lang yung bibili nila, we give full support. So, nila na, kahit isa lang, isa-support kami. So, that way, they feel na kung bumili kami na marami, may full support pa rin.
Yeah.
End of the day, gusto nila support eh. So, dalawa, tatlo, okay lang, walang problema. We give full support. And then later on, parang, we make sure din na happy sila. And yung after sales is sobrang mabilis. And we also get feedback from them on what to improve pa. So, yung, minsan din, parang for me on my end, na nakakarinig ng feedback from users. Usually, hinahanap ko talaga yun eh. And one school client mentioned na a very good feedback na binigay sa amin na, so ma'am, kamusta yung support namin? Sabi niya, from a scale of 1 to 4, 4 being the highest, 1 being the lowest, sabi niya 4, anong comment nyo? Sobrang bilis daw. So, as a business owner, when we hear yung ganung feedback na parang, wow, we did a great job. So actually, it's like an energizer for me na, oh, we should do more. We should, parang yan yung standard natin. Hindi tayo bababa dapat dyan. So ganun na set natin na bar, it has to be high.
Yeah, actually very important sa, lalo na sa generation ngayon, na medyo fast-paced tayo, yung after sales nga, tsaka yung support, ano, yan din ang hinahanap ng karamihan sa mga kliyente or sa mga nag-a-avail ng services from businesses. And very energizing na ano, makakuha ng positive feedback kasi it gives you validation din na maybe more schools will avail of our products. Now, speaking of this, ano, so can you just share a few of those schools na that you are working with? So sino na nga ba ang ilan sa mga schools na gumagamit ng technology ni ERL?
So we have a big school in Naga City in Bicol region. So we're helping them with smart classroom. So ang setup nila is for one department, one college, isang smart classroom. Kasi the challenge that they have right now is kulang sila sa space. So they're one of the schools, no, who grew during the pandemic. So sabi nila na they grew more than double eh. So the next challenge is how to house those students. So if they were to build a new structure, so matagal. So ang solution dyan, sabi ko, oh, we do this smart classroom. And also, siguro yung nakakatulong din in the industry is that we have our own school. So nakaka-relate kami with them na challenges. So we're not simply just selling to them something or providing you a solution. So we ourselves are users. We use it muna eh. So after we use it, we try it. Oh, this is nice. No, okay siya, nagagamit natin siya. So, and we share it to them na, oh, we're doing this. And nagugustuhan nila yung solution. And may actual use case. Hindi tulad sa iba na walang use case. Out of parang it's a, they just try it out. They think that it's a good idea. But hindi siya na try and tested. And what we do is in the school, we use the school as a laboratory ng mga bagong products. So, maraming challenges eh na na-encounter on a daily basis. So, inisip natin, ano bang pwede pa na i-add natin sa existing? Kasi there are a lot of challenges. Eh. So, that's one.
Yeah.
And also have other schools din na yung up and coming. So, sasabihin nila na, gusto na namin mag-devices. Hindi namin alam paano. How to start? Where to start? Yung parang gusto lang natin, but we don't know what are the necessary steps that we have to do. So, given that we also experienced that in our own school when we started, so we sort of like consult with them na rin. So, consult siya na, sir, ganito yan. If we're going to start, we have to have these things ready. So, infrastructure, etc. So, the nice thing about it is, na start kasi natin. I mean, na-start natin from scratch, as in zero. So, we know the steps na. So, we tell you have to invest on infrastructure, ganun. And the number one challenge, as sasabihin nila, mahina internet connection dito sa Pilipinas.
Mm.
Number one, parati ko narinig, sabihin nila, sir, actually, sabi ko, ang normally na sinasabi ko, baka normally nasasabi na mahina internet connection. But nowadays naman, may fiber na eh. And you can get Starlink. So, you can get maraming providers na. So, para siyang gripo ng tubig. Kung yung tubig, yung agos ng tubig galing sa source, eh malakas. Pero pagdating sa loob ng bahay, yung mga tubo, maliliit. So, talaga mabagal. So, kailangan natin makihan yung mga tubo doon. So, that's where we, So, mga schools, I'm not sure if I'm at liberty kasi to tell the names eh.
So, sure. Yeah, no worries.
hide ko na lang yung pangalan. So we help them with devices, with management. And when I say na, when we share to them na, sir, na-experience yun na ba ito sa classroom, yung mga students, di nakikinig. Siguro, I would say 99% of them would say yes, all the time. Kasi with devices. And yung mga students kasi right now, they're born with devices na din.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, anak ko, for example, marunong digital native na, di ko nga sure kung digital native pa nga itatawag sa kanya. Marunong na siya mag-FaceTime with all the pigs and the, don't even know how to do it. So, yun, and mga kids na yun, they are born with technology. And sabi ko nga sa mga schools, why don't we utilize or use technology na? I mean, nandun na eh. Kaysa babalik sa book, mabobore lang sila eh. Manunod sila ng video, maintindihan na nila. Magbabasa sila, mabobore lang sila.
Yeah. Just to add some insight, tama yung sabi mo about the generational, yung generations ngayon, no? Tayong mga, nakikita tayo, no? I mean, let's say mga millennials, ganyan. Medyo naabutan ng millennials yung transitioning into technology. Nabuhay pa yung mga millennials na wala masyadong technology sa schools, lalo na. Pero yung Gen Z and yung mga bago, yung Alpha, actually may difference pa. Yung Gen Z, medyo pa yun eh. Tsaka pa lang din umusbong yung karamihan ng mga social media. Pero yung Alpha, yung mga like, ngayon, mga 5 years old, 7 years old, ito yung mga talaga pagkapanganak sa kanila, very normalized na yung technology. So parang very, magtataka na sila pag bumunta sila sa school, tapos walang technology yung school. So parang, this is also a big opportunity or a big need din na kailangan gawin ng mga schools na mag-adapt sa learning style nga ng mga bata. Kasi mga bata na yan, pinanganak yan, nasanay na yan sa may iPad, sa kahit nga hindi iPad, I mean, even an average family, cellphone, smartphone, medyo nagiging normal na . And another insight din na siguro pwede kong i-share. Kasi ang Pilipinas, compared with other countries, very ang taas pa ng fertility rate natin ng mga pinapanganak. So parami yung mga bata. Yung mentioned nga kanina na yung schools, lalo na sa mga province, dumadami pa yung population nila. So, mas kailangan nila ng technology and mas marami pa opportunities yung mga startups like this na mag-offer ng ganitong mga products sa kanila. Now, let's go into that, yung stories on how you built pa the business, this business, this startup from scratch. So, how is it? So, na-mention mo kanina yung onting background, pero kamusta? Kamusta yung challenges? Kamusta yung feeling, yung experience on building this company from scratch itself?
So from zero, so I'm very blessed, no? Na sabi ko, itong business na to, ERL would not come to life or hindi siya mag-exist without prayer. Kasi we prayed for this business. And sabi namin na, Lord, pahingi ng business na something that we can really call our own. Because the school, no, is not really a business. It's meant to help the country. It's for educating people. Eh. It's not meant for business talaga. Eh. So sabi ko sa prayer ko, sabi ko, Lord, pahingi ng business. And me together with my wife, so pinagpapray namin yan for months. And then out of nowhere, dumating lang si e-school pad. So sabi namin, baka ito na yung sign ni Lord na magandang chance to. Kasi we're slowly adapting to technology na eh. So, and one of the challenges that we have to address is distraction. Then later on, nag-pandemic. So pandemic, it was very challenging nung pandemic. We were just starting out 2019. Imagine mo, 1 year before pandemic. Then 2020, when the pandemic came. So we tried. Wala nangyari. So nung downtime na yun, parang sabi ko, instead of doing other things or doing nothing, I'll invest in myself. So sabi ko, mag-study again. So nag-ME ako sa AIM, sa AIM, sa Asian Institute.
Oh, yeah. AIM.
So we enrolled. And we're also blessed na tinanggap tayo despite na we're just relatively new. Normally kasi dun, yung mga tinatanggap nila dun sa program are those season na. Mga 20 years, 30 years, mga ganun. So, we're relatively new. So, may mga things lang na wala tayo, such as yung mga financial statements. 1 year pa lang, pero you cannot compare. Mahirap yung compare. So, yun. But, we learn from there. And then, sabi namin, Lord, help us to have more, help us with this business. Kasi, we know naman that when we prayed for this business, it's something na binigay niyo eh. So, binigay niya si Nugents. Out of nowhere, I was contacting a person outside of in another country to be a partner dun sa country na yun. And then sabi nung person na yun, hindi muna ako magpa-partner kasi I'm currently busy with something. Sabi ko, what are you busy with? Then parang out of curiosity. Tapos sinabi niya, take a look at this one. So we're busy now. We're doing mga hybrid sa mga classrooms. Sabi ko, this is very interesting. Tapos, I contacted the company, and then sabi niya, sakto, we're also looking for Philippines. So sabi namin, this is something that was sent to us by God, na hindi, wala man lang effort eh. That's parang everything. And then with this new product called Disa, and yung parang sabi natin na let's commit it. At the end of the day, yung ERL would not be what it is without the help of God. Kasi everything is God naman talaga eh. So, sa kanya talaga yung glory. So challenges, there are challenges in terms of for me before ERL, I was I don't want to talk to people. I don't want to present. I'd melt when I talk in front. Yung alam mo yun, may stage fright ako. Minsan nagbablanko na lang yung iniisip ko eh kung magpe-present in front, lalo na plenary, hundreds of people. I would really melt. Pero I learned na when yung mga ganun na if we're given opportunities and we take that opportunity, we grow it. So now, I felt na from years ago, who I am up until now, I mean, there's a lot of growth. And in terms of starting the business, it's really challenging. And but we still work hard. We persevere. Yun yung word na iniisip ko. And eventually, praise God, we're growing. Yeah. And at the end of the day, talaga, si God yung may gawa nun eh. Sabi ko, yung mga magaling eh. Si God lang talaga lahat.
Yeah, but parang nabigyan ka ng opportunity and take that opportunity. Kung baka kinuha mo yung chance na yun to leap forward, learn on the way, face the challenges, and go ahead and build that business. Sino pala ang co-founders behind ERL? So, is it you and your wife? And sino pa ba yung mga ibang kasama ninyo sa organization or sa team behind ERL Solutions?
Mainly for the executive committee, it's me and my wife. So kaming dalawa lang yung nag-aano. Although I do have support from my family and my in-laws, but they're more on the contacts. Doon sila tumutulong sa contacts eh. So yun, but mainly it's me and my wife, and we have employees naman that who help.
So these employees are for yung mga deployment ganyan, may sales din ba for your employees? So ano ng roles ng meron sa inyong mga employees?
Employees that we have sales team. So meron tayo in charge sa NCR, and then sa Luzon, Visayas, and Mindanao. So meron yung mga in charge na. Then we also have admin staff, and we have IT support na. So eventually, little by little, we're building, we're growing. And yung HR, hinihiram ko sa company. So in a way, multiple hats yung HR.
Ayun. So for our final part of this interview, so ano nga ba ang vision nyo for ERL? So how do you see expanding it pa more in the years to come? So are you building more products? Are you getting more partner schools? How are you seeing the future? And how are you trying to build pa si ERL solutions?
So the vision of the company, no, is to be the number one EdTech solutions provider for all schools in the country. So we want to be the top of mind. So pag may kailangan sila na technology, the first thing that they'll think of is ERL. So that is our vision. And then 10 years down the line, we want to be in Southeast Asia. So we want to expand outside of the Philippines. Na we can compete with the other companies in Singapore, in other, yeah, well, mainly Singapore. Singapore is the number one sa Southeast Asia. But yeah, we want to be international na we can proudly say na, oh, this company was built from scratch, and now by God's grace, we're outside, we're expanding, we're bigger. So that, and then in terms of new products, we're utilizing more. I can divulge confidential pa. But we're exploring other options na which we can offer, particularly focusing on AI, because that's a technology right now that we're currently utilizing. And we're actually in AI already, but we want to expand even more in other areas pa. So, and other software solutions. So what we want is a mix of both software and hardware. Yeah, so far yun yung plans and goals natin for the next couple of years. Exciting.
Yeah. Yeah, very exciting nga, ano. And yung Southeast Asia idea, no, actually, when you come to think of it, malamang sa malamang, medyo similar yung mga problems ng mga schools eh, ng Southeast Asian countries. Ano, malamang sa Indonesia, Vietnam, medyo similar din yung mga na-encounter nila ngayon na, ayun nga, need to be hybrid, lalo na medyo mainit din ata, lalo na sa Singapore, no. So, medyo similar din talaga yung, ano, yung kumbaga setting, ano. So, baka they find the same solutions possible to be implemented for them. And I think lang when you expand nga to other countries and even just to the Philippines, ang magiging labanan dito in the future is kumbaga how exactly can you use AI or can you use mga bagong technology to exactly solve yung mga problema ng mga schools na yun. And ang maganda rin sa inyong approach nga, I think, is software and hardware kayo. So medyo end-to-end na lahat ng kailangan nila ay nasa inyo. Kumbaga, you provide the solutions, even yung after sales, even yung support, medyo end-to-end siya, ano, and medyo lahat-lahat talaga. So, I want to support din, ano, yung, kumbaga, future pa ni ERL Solutions. And, kumbaga, I believe kasi na merong future and merong, kumbaga, merong opportunity and meron tayong dapat gawin para i-improve nga yung, kumbaga, kailangan rin i-elevate yung pag-deliver ng education. As an educator myself, ano, madami pang pwedeng gawin eh sa education industry or, kumbaga, sa learning ng ating mga students. So, ayun, maraming salamat, Eli, for this conversation. If our listeners want to find out more about ERL Solutions, baka may school din nakikinig. So, how do they contact you? How do they get more information? How do they find your website, etc.?
Yeah, you may contact us through our website. So, our website is www.erltechnology.com, or we are also on social media. So, you can search for us So we're under Lisa Tech Philippines. So just search for that and you'll be able to find us na.
Ayun. So sa mga interesado ano to in upgrading yung education delivery, yung pagturo sa mga estudyante, sa mga bata. So maybe you can try out the new technology solutions by ERL Solutions. So maraming salamat, Eli, for this conversation. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Is you say? Yes, Catrice?
Iron ore?
Okay, metal.
Thank you very much to our 42 patrons. This episode is super powered by Ask Lex PH Academy, our official e-learning partner. Get certifications on Lean Six Sigma, project management, data science, and many more. One CFO, CFO services, bookkeeping and tax, and payroll processing for startups and small businesses. Twala, the next evolution of digital trust, privacy-focused digital experience for sharing identity information across Web2 and Web3 ecosystems. And Space PH, global co-working space, private office, and meeting rooms for startups, digital nomads, and freelancers. UBI Philippines, advocating universal basic income for Filipinos. Ignite Careers, career matching platform for Filipino talents and hiring companies in the outsourcing industry. Mamiki Super Pet App, the Philippines' first ever one-stop mobile app for pet products and services. Divico Technologies, IT solutions specializing in software development, blockchain smart contracts, digital wallets, and cybersecurity. DBuzz, Web3 microblogging app promoting freedom of speech and content ownership. Benjoy's Food Products, the home of premium bacon ends, Tapa, and Tocino. Looking for, buy and sell online with Sigurado Sellers. NutriCoach, the all-in-one productivity tool for dietitians and nutritionists. Spotify Team, podcast launch, production, editing, and management company helping increase podcasters' efficiency. Smile, consent-driven digital employment verification service to make smarter decisions faster. Mata Technologies, Philippines' premier provider of virtual tours and virtual maps for LGUs, real estate, tourism, and private businesses. PH Startup Online, explore Filipino startups online, browse their products, find careers, listen to their stories. This episode is powered by Contact RFID Business Cards, SiriusMD, Pocketworks, Founders Launchpad, Uplift Codecamp, Agile Data Solutions, Hustle PH, Board Prep, Zales, and Pareto Consulting. Please support the podcast through the links in the description.